note. This document was compiled from the online version of the Getting Started Guide, accessed via the VoiceOver Help menu, VOH. The original links from the online version are not in this MP3 version of the document. Where VoiceOver commands use punctuation, whole words are used. This is not an official MP3 document from Apple, but was put together to be a convenient source for those wishing to access the manual offline. July 2011. Chapter 3. Learning Mac OS X Basics. This chapter introduces Mac OS X and key features such as the desktop, Finder, Dock, and Spotlight. You'll learn how to use menus, buttons, and accessibility features that make it easier to use your computer, as well as how to work with applications and windows. About the desktop. The desktop is the background area of your screen. It can display icons for hard disks, CDs, and any servers connected to your computer. You can also store files and folders directly on your desktop for quick access. Using system preferences, you can customize the appearance of your desktop and choose the types of items shown on the desktop. Navigate the desktop. The desktop shows icons for everything it contains, such as your hard disk, folders, documents, and image files. When you open a folder on the desktop, a new Finder window opens automatically. To move to the desktop, press VO-Shift-D. To quickly move to an item on the desktop, type the first letter of the item. For example, if you have a file named Travel Plans on the desktop, type T to move to it. To move around items on the desktop, press the arrow keys. To open the selected item on the desktop, press Command O. About the Finder. The Finder is the program that manages your files, applications, disks, network connections, and devices such as printers. The Finder is always on when your computer is on, though it may be in the background if you're using another program such as Mail. To display a Finder window, click the Finder icon in the dock. It's always the first icon in the dock. The top left corner of a Finder window contains three color buttons used to close the window, send the window to the dock, minimize, or change the window to its previous size, zoom. Under the buttons, along the top of the window, is a toolbar used to navigate, change the view, find items, and perform other actions. Below the toolbar, the window is split into two sections called the sidebar and the view browser. Toolbar buttons and search field use the back and forward buttons on the left side of the toolbar to move back and forth between locations on your computer, just as you would in a web browser. Use the view buttons to choose how to display the contents of your hard disk and folders in Finder. You can choose icon, list, column, or cover flow view. Use the action pop-up menu to choose commands for the item selected in the Finder window. Choices in the action menu include new folder, open, move to trash, and open, among others. Use the item arrangement button to organize items by name, kind, application, and other criteria. Use the search field to type a word or phrase to locate an item. Search results appear in the view browser. You can use the buttons below the search field to focus the search to a particular location. Sidebar and view browser use the sidebar to display a list of items that you frequently use, including disks, servers, and folders. The list is organized into three sections: favorites, shared, devices. The favorites section has icons for the folders you use most, such as all of your files, applications, and desktop, among others. The shared section lists shared computer and servers on your local network. The devices section lists hard disks, external disks, DVDs, and other connected devices, such as iPods and iPhones. Use the view browser to view the contents of the folder selected in the sidebar. Use the view buttons in the toolbar to choose how to view items. Navigate the Finder. Finder windows display the items on your computer. You use VoiceOver commands or gestures to open and navigate Finder windows. You can use Finder shortcuts to work with selected files and folders. Note: the instructions below assume that cursor tracking is on, and the voiceover cursor and keyboard focus are tracking each other. Open a Finder window. Do one of the following. Move to the dock by pressing VOD or, if you're using voiceover gestures, double tap near the bottom edge of the trackpad. Then navigate to the Finder, which is the first item in the dock, and press return. Open the application chooser by pressing VOF1F1 or, if you're using voiceover gestures, double tap near the left edge of the trackpad. Choose Finder in the application chooser. You can also use the Mac OS X shortcut of holding down the command key and pressing tab repeatedly until you hear Finder. If a Finder window was open, you go to that window. Otherwise, you go to the desktop. In that case, go to the menu bar by pressing VOM or, if you're using voiceover gestures, double tapping near the top edge of the trackpad. Then use the right arrow key to navigate to the Finder menu. Navigate a Finder window in a Finder window, press VO right arrow or VO left arrow to move through the window until you hear Toolbar. Interact with the toolbar. Press VO right arrow until you hear View Radio Group and then interact with that control. Press VO right arrow until you hear the view you want to use. You can choose from Icon, List, Column, or Cover Flow View. In Cover Flow View, the browser is split horizontally into two sections. The top section shows a graphical view of each item, such as a folder icon or a preview of the first page of a document. The bottom section contains a list of the items. When you have selected a view, stop interacting with the View Radio Group and the toolbar, and then press VO right arrow to move through the window until you hear Sidebar. Interact with the sidebar, and then move down the list of items in the sidebar by pressing VO down arrow. When you hear the item you want, jump to it in the View browser. You can interact with it. To jump, press VOJ. If you're using voiceover gestures, keep a finger on the trackpad and press the control key. Move to and select the item you want to open, using the method for the view you're in. Icon view, use the arrow keys to move to the item you want. List view, to move down the list rows, press VO down arrow. To expand and collapse a folder, press VO, backslash. To move the voiceover cursor across a row and hear information about an item, press VO right arrow. Or press VOR to hear the entire row read at once. Column view. To move down the list until you find the folder or file you want, use the down arrow key. To move into subfolders, press the right arrow key. Cover flow view. To flip through the items in the top section and move automatically through the corresponding list rows in the bottom section, press the left arrow or right arrow key. When you find the file or folder you want to open, use the Finder shortcut Command O or Command Down Arrow to open it. VoiceOver announces when you have selected an alias or a file or folder you don't have permission to open. Use Finder shortcuts. You can use Finder shortcuts to work with selected files or folders. To open the selected item, press Command O or Command Down Arrow. To move to the parent of the selected item, such as the folder that contains a subfolder you have selected, press Command Up Arrow. To add the selected item to the Finder sidebar, press Command T. To add the selected item to the dock, press Shift Command T. You can temporarily hide the toolbar and sidebar in a Finder window to make it easier to navigate. To hide or show the toolbar, press Option Command T. To hide or show the sidebar, press Option Command S. About the dock, you use the dock to open applications, documents, folders, and more. By default, it appears across the bottom of the screen. The dock comes with icons for some applications, such as Mail and iTunes. You can add others. When you minimize a window or open an application that isn't in the dock, its icon appears in the dock. Each item in the dock has a shortcut menu that gives you quick access to commands for that item. The shortcut menu also contains the commands Remove from dock for icons that have been placed there permanently, and Keep in dock for applications that are open but whose icons are only there temporarily. You can customize the dock by changing its magnification, repositioning it, and more. To change dock preferences, Choose Apple Menu Dock. Use the dock to open applications, documents, folders, or stacks. Navigate the dock to move the VoiceOver cursor to the dock. Press VOD. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, double tap near the bottom edge of the trackpad. To move in the dock, use the arrow keys. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, you can flick or drag up, down, left, or right. You can also navigate in the dock by typing the name of an application or folder. For example, to move to Mail, start typing its name. The VoiceOver cursor moves to the Mail icon and VoiceOver announces it. Use items in the dock to move an item in the dock. Hold down the Option key and use the arrow keys to move the item. Each arrow key press moves it one place. To open an item in the dock, press VO spacebar. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, double tap. To open a shortcut menu for an item in the dock, press VO Shift M, and then use the arrow keys to move up and down the shortcut menu. To close the shortcut menu without making a selection, press the Escape key. To add an item to the dock, navigate to the item in the Finder or on the desktop and then press Command Shift T. The item is added next to the trash icon. To remove an item from the dock, open its shortcut menu and choose Remove from Dock. Exit the dock, press the Escape key. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, scrub back and forth with two fingers. To find out where the dock is positioned on the screen, press VOM to go to the Apple menu. Press VO down arrow to move down the menu until you hear Dock submenu, and then press VO right arrow. Press VO down arrow to move down the dock menu until you hear the location of the dock, such as checkmark position on bottom. When hiding is turned on, the dock is hidden from view until the mouse pointer is over the area where it usually appears, such as the bottom. To make the dock visible again without moving the mouse pointer, press VOD. Use Launchpad. When you open Launchpad from the dock, a full screen view displays the icons for all of the applications on your Mac arranged in a grid. You can easily navigate the grid to open any application. Navigate to the dock by pressing VOD. In the dock, navigate to the Launchpad icon by pressing VO left arrow or VO right arrow. With the Launchpad icon in the VoiceOver cursor, press VO spacebar to open Launchpad. VoiceOver automatically interacts with the grid containing your applications. Navigate down, up, left, and right in the grid by pressing VO and then arrow key. Depending on how many applications you have installed, Launchpad may have more than one page. To display other pages of the grid, stop interacting with the grid, navigate to the radio buttons at the bottom of the page, and then press VO spacebar when you hear the page you want to display. When you hear an application you want to open, press VO spacebar. To exit Launchpad without opening an application, press Escape. New applications downloaded from the Mac App Store automatically appear in Launchpad. About Menus and the Menu Bar. The menu bar at the top of the screen contains the Apple menu, application menus, status menus, and the Spotlight menu. The Apple menu at the left end of the menu bar is always available. It contains commands to get information about your computer and to set system preferences, among other actions. Application menus change to match the active application, but typically include File, Edit, Format, Window, and Help menus. Status menus display information and provide shortcuts to system and application settings, such as the volume slider, battery level indicator, or universal access menu. The Spotlight menu is at the right end of the menu bar. Use Spotlight to search your computer for documents, music, and more. You can search for an application and open it from Spotlight. In the online help that comes with your Mac, the right angle bracket, or greater symbol, is used to describe a sequence of items in a menu. For example, to open a new Finder window, you open the File menu and choose New. This is written in instructions as Choose File New and spoken by VoiceOver as Choose File Greater New or Choose File Greater Than New. If an item is contained in submenus, you hear a series of greater or greater than symbols. Perform a menu command's alternative action. You can press a modifier key, such as the option or command key, when a menu command is selected to learn whether the command has an alternative action with that modifier, and then perform the action. Move the voiceover cursor to a menu command. Hold down a modifier key. If the menu command has a different action with that modifier, voiceover speaks it. For example, if you choose Apple menu about this Mac and hold down the option key, the command changes to system information. To perform the alternative action, continue to hold the modifier key and press enter or press the other required keys. About files and folders. Most of the information in your computer is stored in files. Files include documents, images, applications, and so on. Folders are simply a collection of files. Each file or folder is represented by an icon with its name below or to the right of the icon. You can select the text in the file's name to change it, and you can copy, move, and delete files on your computer. Your computer comes with some folders already set up, but you can create and delete your own folders to organize your information. Most folders and files you create are stored in a home folder with your user account name. If you have multiple user accounts on your computer, each user account has its own home folder. You click once on a file or folder icon to select it and twice to open it. Clicking twice quickly is called double-clicking. If you double-click an application icon, you start the application and a window for the application opens. If you double-click a file created by an application, you automatically open the application, if it wasn't open already, and open the file. For example, if you double-click a text edit file on the desktop, text edit starts up and its icon appears in the dock. At the same time, the document opens on the desktop. If you can't use a mouse to select and click, you can use voiceover commands instead. Copy folders and files. You can copy a file or folder to another location using the copy and paste commands in the Finder. Copying an item doesn't remove it from its original location. Note: the instructions below assume that cursor tracking is on, and the voiceover cursor and keyboard focus are tracking each other. Open a Finder window and move to the item you want to copy. To copy the item, press Command C. Move to the folder where you want to paste the item. Don't open the folder. The voiceover cursor should be on the folder. To paste the item, press Command V. About System Preferences. You use System Preferences to customize your computer and choose essential system settings, such as your network configuration and internet access. System Preferences is located in the Apple menu and has an icon in the dock. You can find settings to improve accessibility in these preferences. Universal Access Preferences, Displays Preferences, Keyboard Preferences, Mouse Preferences, Speech Preferences. The easiest way to learn about the many options in System Preferences is to explore the different preference panes. Some preferences have multiple panes you access by clicking the tab buttons. Network Preferences even has an Assist Me button to help you troubleshoot connection problems. About Spotlight, you can use Spotlight to easily find content on your computer. Spotlight is extraordinarily useful for voiceover users. In many cases, it may be easier to use than the Finder for opening files, folders, and applications. When you type text in the Spotlight search field, search results appear immediately in a menu below the search field. The more complete the word or phrase, the more refined your list of results will be. Search results are grouped by category, such as applications, messages, and folders, among others. You click an item in the list to open it. If you don't find the item you want, you can search again or click Show All in Finder at the top of the results list. Spotlight search results include all the metadata inside files, including the kind of content, the author, edit history, format, size, and many more details. Depending on the search word you type, you may find thousands of results. Spotlight narrows its results to show you the best matches, but you can also browse the entire list if you want. You can find more information about Spotlight in Help Center on your computer. Click the mouse generally, You select an item by pressing the VoiceOver command VO spacebar. But if an item isn't accessible or that VoiceOver command doesn't work as expected, you can simulate a mouse click using a different VoiceOver command. Make sure the mouse pointer is on the item you want to click. If you didn't set the mouse pointer to follow the VoiceOver cursor, in the navigation category of VoiceOver utility, you must move the VoiceOver cursor to the item and then press VO command F5 to place the pointer on the item. Press VO shift spacebar. You can also use mouse keys, a universal access feature in Mac OS X, to control the mouse pointer. You can't use mouse keys when the numpad commander is enabled. Use sticky keys. The sticky keys feature treats a series of modifier key presses as a single key combination. For example, you can press Control and then Option, and your keyboard interprets that combination as the Control and Option keys held down together. Choose Apple Menu System Preferences, click Universal Access, and then click Keyboard. Select the sticky keys on radio button. When you turn on sticky keys, you can also set options to display on the screen a symbol for each modifier key you press, and to hear a sound when a modifier key you press is accepted. Checkboxes for these options are below the sticky keys on and off radio buttons. Use slow keys. With the slow keys feature, you can control the amount of time between when a key is pressed and when it is accepted by the keyboard. If you frequently press keys accidentally, you may want a longer delay. Choose Apple Menu System Preferences, click Universal Access, and then click Keyboard. Select the On Radio button for slow keys. For a longer delay, move the Acceptance Delay slider to the left. For a shorter delay, move it to the right. You can also hear audible feedback when you press keys. You hear one sound when a key is pressed and a different sound when the key is accepted. This is a good way to monitor what's happening if you can't see the screen. Select the checkbox labeled Use Click Key Sounds to turn on audible feedback. Use the cursor control keys. You can use the mouse, keyboard, and VoiceOver cursor to navigate to text and objects that appear on your screen. VoiceOver uses three function keys to describe the keyboard, VoiceOver cursor, and mouse pointer. Note: if your keyboard has an FN key, press the FN key when you press a function key. F3, VoiceOver cursor key. To hear a description of the item in the VoiceOver cursor, press VOF3. This could be a control, text in a document, an HTML content area, and more. The description includes the current state of the item. For example, you might hear that the checkbox is selected, or hear the value settings of a slider. F4, keyboard focus key. To hear a description of the item on which the keyboard is focused, press VOF4. The description includes the current state of the item and, if it applies, whether it is enabled or disabled. To move the VoiceOver cursor to where the keyboard is focused, press VO Shift F4. When you move the keyboard focus, the VoiceOver cursor remains where you moved it. Use this command when cursor tracking is turned off. F5. Mouse key. To hear a description of what is under the mouse pointer, press VO F5. To hear the location of the mouse pointer as X and Y coordinates, press VO F5 F5. The origin point is the top left corner of the main display, where the Apple menu is located. To hear the location of the mouse pointer in X and Y coordinate relative to the current window, press VO F5 F5 F5. To move the VoiceOver cursor to where the mouse pointer is located, press VO Shift F5. When you move the mouse pointer, the VoiceOver cursor remains where you moved it. Use this command when cursor tracking is turned off, or if you don't have mouse tracking options turned on in VoiceOver utility. To move the mouse pointer to the VoiceOver cursor, press VO command F5. When you move the mouse pointer again, the VoiceOver cursor does not move with it. Use this command when cursor tracking is turned off, or if you don't have mouse tracking options turned on in VoiceOver utility. Set the key repeat rate. If you find that keys register more than once when you press them, you can adjust the key repeat rate. The key repeat rate and key repeat delay let you control how fast keys repeat and how long the keyboard waits before it begins to repeat a key press. If you have trouble releasing keys fast enough, you can set the delay very long or turn off the repeat. Choose Apple Menu System Preferences, click Keyboard, and then click Keyboard. To have keys repeat slowly, move the key repeat slider to the left. To have them repeat at a faster pace, move the slider to the right. If you tend to make mistakes when pressing keys, moving the slider to a slow setting will help minimize the number of repeated keystrokes. To cause a longer delay between when you hold down the key and when the key begins to repeat, move the delay until repeat slider to the left. To turn off key repeating completely, move the delay until repeat slider all the way to the left. Use buttons and other controls. You can use voiceover commands or gestures to click buttons. Select checkboxes, choose an item in a list or menu, and adjust sliders, steppers, and splitters. Make sure you know where the keyboard focus and voiceover cursor are located before you select an item. To select or deselect a control, such as a button, radio button, or checkbox, press VO spacebar. If quick nav is on, press up arrow down arrow. If you're using voiceover gestures, double tap. To open a pop-up menu, press VO spacebar. If quick nav is on, press up arrow down arrow. If you're using voiceover gestures, double tap. To adjust a slider, stepper, or splitter, press VO shift down arrow to start interacting with the control. Then use the VO and arrow keys to increase or decrease a setting. To stop interacting with the control, press VO shift up arrow. If you're using voiceover gestures, flick right with two fingers to start interacting with the slider or stepper. Then with a single finger, flick up to increase the setting or flick down to decrease the setting. To stop interacting with the control, flick left with two fingers. Use Mission Control. Mission Control gives you a comprehensive view of what's running on your Mac, including dashboard, all your spaces, and all open windows, including those in full screen view. When you need more room for your windows and documents, Mission Control lets you create new desktop spaces and quickly navigate among them. In Mission Control, a row of thumbnails across the top of the screen represents dashboard, desktop spaces, and your full screen apps. The lower part of the screen shows an exposé view of the open windows on your desktop, grouped by application. Open Mission Control and Launchpad. If the trackpad commander is not turned on, you can swipe up on the trackpad using three fingers. Navigate to the spaces lists or expose windows by pressing VO left arrow or VO right arrow. To add a desktop, navigate to the Add Desktop button, located immediately after the spaces list. Interact with the spaces list or the expose windows by pressing VO shift down arrow. Select a space or window by pressing VO up arrow or VO down arrow until you hear the space or window you want to work with, and then press VO spacebar. To exit Mission Control without making a selection, press Escape or swipe down with three fingers. Take an application full screen in many Mac OS X applications, such as iCal or Mail. You can expand the window to fill your entire screen. To expand to full screen, choose View, Enter Full Screen, or navigate to the upper right corner of the application window to the Full Screen button, and then press VO spacebar. When you work full screen, the menu bar is displayed only on demand. To navigate to the menu bar to display it, press VOM. To exit full screen for the current application, press VOF2 F2 to display the window chooser. Press the down arrow or up arrow until you hear Exit Full Screen, and then press the space bar. Here open applications and windows. You can hear which applications and windows are open on your computer. To hear which application is active and how many applications are open, press VOF1. To hear which window is active, press VOF2. Switch between applications when you have more than one application open or more than one window open for an application. You can quickly switch to the application and window you want. Using the application chooser to open the application chooser, press VOF1F1. If you're using voiceover gestures, double tap near the left edge of the trackpad. To navigate the list of open applications, press the down arrow or up arrow key, or flick down or up. When you hear the application you want, press the spacebar or double tap. If you use the VoiceOver command to open the chooser, pressing the spacebar opens a submenu that lists all open windows, dialogues, or alerts for the application. Navigate the submenu in the same way you did the list of applications. To exit the application chooser without making a selection, press the escape key. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, scrub back and forth with two fingers. Using the standard Mac OS X shortcut, hold down the command key and press the tab key repeatedly to cycle through the open applications. When you hear the application you want, release the keys. Press Command-Shift-Tab to cycle backward. If you're using spaces, you can use the spaces shortcut command arrow keys to navigate your spaces. Switch between windows. When you have more than one window open for an application, you can quickly switch between windows. Using the window chooser to open the window chooser, press VOF2F2. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, double tap near the right edge of the trackpad. To navigate the list of open windows, press the down arrow or up arrow key, or flick down or up. To select the window, press the spacebar or double tap. To exit the window chooser without making a selection, press the escape key. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, scrub back and forth with two fingers. Using the standard Mac OS X shortcut, hold down the command key and press the accent key repeatedly to cycle through the open windows for the current application. When you hear the window you want, release the keys. Press Command-Shift-Accent to cycle backward. Move a window to the front. Sometimes the window where the VoiceOver cursor is located doesn't move to the front of the other windows. If this happens, some of the buttons and controls in the window won't be active. You can use a VoiceOver command to move a window to the front so you can use all the controls. Press VO-Shift-F2. Move windows and objects. You can move windows and some objects in applications, such as graphics and text boxes. Navigate to the item you want to move and press either VO accent for a window or VO command accent for an object. VoiceOver tells you if an item can't be moved. Move the window or object in one of these ways. To move up, down, left, or right, press the arrow keys. To move diagonally, press VO with the up or down arrow and the left or right arrow keys. For example, to move a window diagonally toward the upper right corner, press VO right arrow up arrow. To move in smaller increments, press Shift while you use the arrow keys. To stop moving the window or object, press the escape key. You can't use other VoiceOver commands until you stop moving the item. You can use certain number keys to quickly move windows and objects around the screen. The top left, middle, and right section using keys 1, 2, and 3. The center left, middle, and right section using keys 4, 5, and 6. And the bottom left, middle, and right section using keys 7, 8, and 9. Resize windows and objects. You can resize windows and some objects in applications, such as graphics and text boxes. Navigate to the item you want to resize and press either VO tilde for a window or VO dash command dash tilde tilde for an object. VoiceOver tells you if an item can't be resized. In the menu that's displayed, choose an edge, corner, or handle. Resize the item. To resize an edge, use the VO and arrow keys. For example, press VO right arrow to extend the right edge of a window or object. To resize in smaller increments, also press Shift. To resize a corner or handle, use VO and two arrow keys. For example, press VO right arrow up arrow to extend the top right corner of a window or the top right handle of an object. To resize in smaller increments, also press Shift. To stop resizing the window or object, press the escape key. You can't use other VoiceOver commands until you stop resizing. Log into an encrypted account without VoiceOver. You can turn on File Vault to encrypt the information on your disk and protect it from unauthorized access. After your disk is encrypted, you must log into your account whenever your computer is restarted or wakes from sleep. VoiceOver and Mac OS X speech services aren't available in the login window. Instead, A series of beeps indicates in which field of the login window the cursor is positioned. After your Mac awakes or starts, determine if a login window is displayed by pressing Command F5. If you hear a single beep, the cursor is positioned in the name field and you can begin logging in. Continue to step 2. If you don't hear a single beep, the login window might not be displayed yet. Wait a minute and then press Command F5 again. If you still don't hear a beep, there may be a problem with encryption. Turn off your computer and then turn it on again. An encrypted login process will begin and you can log in with VoiceOver available. Type your account name and press Return. If you hear a double beep, you entered a valid account name. Continue to step 3. If you hear a single beep, you entered an invalid account name and the cursor remains in the name field. Keep entering your account name until you hear a double beep. Type your account password and press Return. If you hear 3 beeps, you entered a valid password and login proceeds. If you hear a double beep, you entered an invalid password and the cursor remains in the password field. Keep entering your password until you hear 3 beeps.